This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dirties Daily, powered by Mokarum Law. Any personal injury, call day or night, 281-222-2222, or visit MokarumLawFirm.com. Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirties Daily.
All right, you are not diving into the mind of former NFL quarterback. You're diving into the mind of former defensive tackle at Blue Springs High School, state champion.
State champ.
Ron, let him know. The show Hughley. That's right, baby. Only played varsity ball 1 year, but you are not. Yeah, I don't know where that ring is. I think I lost it in Nashville, if I'm being completely honest with you. But welcome in, Dirties Daily, which is powered by Mokarum Injury Lawyers. Hard as hell to say, easy to dial, 281-222-2222. We are live here on the drive, on the road, as we are on leg two of our crawfish circuit. We are live here in Sugar Land at Spectators. They've got three locations. You can't miss it, either one of them. You can go to the one in Richmond. You can go to the one that I probably take my family once a month to in Riverstone. But we are live here today until 6 o'clock at the Sugar Land location. Make your way on out here. You can win, have a chance to win two more $25 gift cards to Academy Sports and Outdoors. But let's no longer hold it up. We are joined by one of the best players in the history of the sport of baseball. Roger Clemens joins us, and Roger, once we always love when you join us, but you're gonna have to jump in and help us out. Clint is not here today, and Luke is in his place, and Luke just stepped out and said, yeah, I refuse to give any kind of gifts on the first date. I don't give any flowers, I don't give anything on the first date, because I want to let them know and establish where I am. He said if he were to get a bottle of wine, it would be under $10. I think, absolutely embarrassing for him. His girlfriend is on the way up here, and I'm sure she is mortified. Where are you on the first date, Roger? Are you, like, would you give a gift? Would you give flowers? Where are you at on this?
Well, let me jump in, man. How you guys doing? I know you're on football a little bit, and I always like me some defensive end. Well, I was playing some defensive end way back when, so don't forget about that. I kind of took that mentality to the mound with me, too. No, he's right. You don't have to bring anything now, because the girls bring it. They bring it to you. So that's how you got it going on. They just play that reverse role now.
What you talking about?
They bring you something, so then you're obliged to make that car payment down the road. They pull you right in, man. You got to pay attention to detail. That's what I did for 24 years. You got to pay attention to detail on all of that kind of stuff.
So you got souped into paying a car payment. All right, man. We appreciate you joining us. Man, we're looking at the Astros early on here, and I love talking to you about pitching, especially some of the guys here with the Astros. Framber Valdez, who is now taking over the role of ace, and he's kind of been that for the last couple of years, with Verlander leaving for a half a year, and then with his injuries, he's in a contract year. Do you look at Framber Valdez, Roger, as someone who knows that spot he is in? Do you see him as a ace worthy pitcher that is worth really committing to years down the line?
Well, everybody needs pitching. Y'all know that. We've been preaching that for a long time. And what's going to get you to the promised land is pitching and defense. You got to catch it. So when you put somebody like Altuve in the outfield, and he really doesn't miss a beat. It's not affected his hitting at all. I'll come back to the pitching in a second because it's obviously the most important thing. And Diaz takes on a big role. I tell guys to be careful when I go to spring training and work with the guys, even the veteran guys. I really have to remind them with this. The pitch clock and the pitch calm thing that they're doing. They got to be careful because you press a button and you're hearing your fastball away and you just grab the ball and heave it. You turn into a thrower. You quit pitching, and that's not allowing a lot of these starters to get maybe four innings if you're lucky. So now, having said that, he's in a contract year. It's what the going rate is these days for number one, number two guys. That if he has a chance, they'll go. You know, somebody like Valdez and Brown, Hunter, they got to go 10 games over 500. And if they can do that, and everybody else is basically average, 10 and 10, and you'll go 12 and 12 in the win-loss column, you're going to get to the dance. You're going to get a chance to get into the playoffs again, which we've been spoiled here in Houston, what the product they've been putting on the field for. So those guys have been winning and doing it the right way. So, you know, the Rangers will give them a tough time. Rangers are built to win and built to win now. And same thing with Houston. They want to do that. But it's hard to say, guys. I mean, the money is being tossed around. Like, I played in the American Century Lake Tahoe with Greg Maddux, and Doggy came up to me in the middle of a practice round and looked at me and said, "Rock," he goes, "you know what, we don't have to go four innings right now. You could probably go four, and they couldn't afford it." And I go, "You're right, dog." Yeah, it's just the way things are. Of course, I never told him this, but and I don't know if you guys, your listeners, know. Right now, if a scout went out to watch a tryout and Greg Maddux was throwing or a Tommy Glavine was throwing, they probably wouldn't even get drafted. You close your books and walk back to your car and leave and go, you know, scout another kid. You wouldn't even take a second look at these guys. That's how bad that is, the pitching part of it. And like I said, pitching is like buying property or a house. It's location, location, location. In a world where everybody's chasing velocity, and my little cliche, funny saying, but it holds true, is nobody cares how hard you throw ball for. So you got to attack that zone. Now they're pinching the zone east and west on our guys, on everybody. You get pinched east and west now, but north and south you can expose some hitters, and I like that because throwing 95, 98 miles an hour, being a power pitcher, not a thrower, big difference. I'd feature the ball in the upper part of the strike zone, and then obviously work down with my split, start my split at a hitter's kneecaps and bouncing the dirt coming back. So, long answer to your question, but it holds true. It's whatever one of these starters, again, he's got to go, Valdez being a number one, hopefully he can hang around long enough to get decisions, go 18-8. Hunter Brown do a 17-7 or a 15-5, and the other guys just have to be kind of average, and you're getting to the dance again.
I have to ask you, obviously, another pitching question while we have you. I mean, speaking of that added velocity, Hunter Brown has increased his velocity. They've pointed to flexibility that he worked on this offseason, his mobility. For you as a hard thrower, was that ever part of your arsenal back then? How did you, or even pitchers of your time, work on increasing their velocity?
Yeah, I mean, I threw over 100 miles an hour a number of times, but I never pitched at that speed. When you start trying to reach 98 to triple digits, you're going to make mistakes in the middle. A lot of guys in the big league, I mean, most guys in the big leagues can put wood on a bullet. They love that gas, especially if you're missing in the middle. some of these relievers do it, because they're coming in max effort, throwing elbows and booty at you and legs, and just they're coming with everything, because they don't, you know, they're going to be 15 pitches, maybe 20 is max for them. So the bullpens are getting taxed now. They're getting taxed pretty good because, you know, Hader, Abreu, Montero, all these guys are going to be taxed a little bit, because some of these cats are only going, you know, they're using up all their pitches in four innings. They're throwing 100 pitches in four innings, so they got to come out, because you want to keep them, number one, healthy, and number two, hopefully they're a little bit fresh if you, in fact, get to October and you want to play there. But I never chased velocity. I mean, I won games. Of course, I pitched. You guys got to understand, what a thrill for me to be a 22, 23-year-old in Boston, and we traded for who I considered the ultimate power pitcher of all time, Tom Seaver. And we got Seave over to pitch, and I got to watch him up close and personal on the mound and watch a 40-something-year-old man out there sitting about 88, 89, and then he got in trouble second, third, and he went like 94, 94, punched out a couple guys, and I was like, oh, okay, I get it now. I mean, you're talking about power pitching and having a little bit in the tank when he needed it. Hunter's deal for me is now he sets himself real over the mound real good. If you guys watch him closely, I watch his feet to watch how he when he starts his delivery, when he sets himself into the rubber and he's taking his time. When I had a couple opportunities to talk to him in spring training a year or two ago, we talked about gathering himself, and then you can get right behind that ball and rush it in there, and that's where you'll find a couple more miles per hour. You get it with your glove side too. If you get your glove side going in the right direction and not peeling off towards first base, you can pick up some late life at the plate.
Roger Clemens joining us here as we're live here as Spectators Bar and Grill here in Sugar Land. Make your way on out here as we're here till 6 o'clock. You spoke a little bit there about the new pitch clock, and I'll be intrigued to see, because Lance McCullers, who has been out, held the last time Lance pitched, there was no pitch clock, so that's something that he's having to get adjusted to. But just listening to you, I don't know that I've ever heard that thought, that it is negatively affecting pitchers the way that you talked about, in terms of them becoming throwers and not pitching. What's your thoughts on the pitch clock, and do you think this is something that is a bad thing, or something that pitchers are going to have to get adjusted to in terms of getting the best out of what they're able to do?
They should all be getting used to it by now. I mean, when it first came out, the major league guys had a little more trouble with it than the minor league guys, because they had it for a couple years before they got to the major league. So the big league guys are having a little more trouble. And there's some big name pitchers, if I sit back and tell you, some big name pitchers that, you know, we even had that discussion, is that, hey, today you were just throwing. Yeah, you got knocked around and got knocked out in the third inning, but you were just throwing. And I know you're going exactly with what the catcher wants you to throw, but you still got to execute that pitch once you hear it. You know, slider, you know, back where they throw slider away, you know, fastball in, fastball, whatever you hear in your ear, you got to process that and focus and visualize that pitch going to the plate and not just grab the ball and heave it. I mean, it seems like everybody gets 3-2 nowadays, especially in the big leagues. They get to count to 3-2 to throw a breaking ball. And so it's just a little bit of a different game with the pitch clock. I called about 90-95% of my game from the mound with my looks, with my catcher. So when everybody else is adjusting their batting gloves or, you know, looking at a foul ball or getting their sign from the third base coach, we were putting a pitch into play immediately, myself and, say, Brad Ausmus. And that's why we work so fluid. And, you know, we wouldn't even need a pitch clock at that time. The only time the pitch clock would bother me is when I'm really holding a runner. When I'm going to sit down on a runner late in the game, you know, and again, this is somewhere which is foreign territory for a lot of people. When you're in the seventh, eighth inning, and you're getting late in the game as a starter, and you know your manager's going to leave you out there, and it's a one-run game, I'm going to pay a little more attention to that guy at first and keep him there, try and pick him off. You know, sometimes I like to throw over, not two times, but three, because they never expect you to come over on a third time. And if he's a big-time base dealer, you know, you can catch him off guard that way.
There's a lot of consternation amongst Astro fans right now, only 12 games into the season, but, you know, the bats have been a little slow out of the gate. Obviously, you were on the pitching side, but just based off of your long career, at what point do you feel like a team is hitting its stride and into that mid-season form where, you know, the cliche is the pitcher is always ahead of the hitters to start the season? How long is that grace period until hitters, the team, they're in that mid-season form at the start of a baseball season?
Yeah, I always worried about when I saw some of the guys, your mainstay of hitters, a little slow in spring training. If you're going to be able to come out of the gate and flip that switch right on because the games are meaningful again. April is just as important as September. All these wins are super important when the guys can get them, but it sometimes takes, it is a little bit different once the season starts. You know, as they say, the lights are a little bit brighter and you got to pay attention to detail. But you definitely can't, fall too deep into the standings in April. That's for sure. So if you can hold your own, hold home field advantage, stuff like that, it's very meaningful. As you see, sometimes it comes down to when we get to late September, October, we got a playoff game to get into the playoffs because of one game. So that's how important the games are in April. They're just as important as the games in September when somebody's making a push.
All right, Roger, man, I think our audience definitely needs to know this awesome event that you're working with, and that is
thank you guys. Absolutely.
The Kids Meals Annual Hunger-Free Golf Classic coming up. I know it's coming up soon here this month of April, April 25th. Talk to our listeners about this and how they can get involved in it.
Yeah, I appreciate the time, guys. Kids Meals, I'm very thankful they've asked Deb and I to come on and help co-sponsor the golf event. It's Friday, like you said, it's Friday, April 25th at Memorial Park Golf Course. And the Kids Meals, I mean, they do so much. I mean, obviously their slogan is they want to end childhood hunger, but 9,000 plus meals delivered each weekday. And then when you look overall the work that they've done, it's pretty mind-boggling once you see 3.4 million meals that are going to go out in the year 2025. So they get it and they get after it. And like I said, I'm just happy that being here in my hometown, we've done some work with them through my foundation, the Roger Clemens Foundation. But if you're not out there at the golf tournament on Friday, come on out there and see us. There'll be some people signing some autographs. We'll be doing some stuff there. And if your listeners or the folks that are there on property with you guys today, if they can't go out, it's kidsmealsinc.org. But they do a great job, and we appreciate that. Like I said, you feel connected when they're kids because my foundation deal with at-risk children, and so we appreciate the Kids Meals folks bringing Deb and I on, and we got a lot of great friends. I think the title sponsor is Group One Automotive, so we thank them for really getting behind it and making this happen. So we're gonna have a good time.
So that is coming up Friday, August 25th, Memorial Park Golf Course. And you'll be helping a lot of people. I know, listen, that's one of the things that we know about you, Roger, is you love to get involved in situations like this. I think our producer did some work with you. I know he said, Tyler, I know you can take over. You had a good time working with the Rocket.
Yeah, man, Rocket, just wanted to give you a quick shout-out, man. This past weekend, folks, Rocket was out there with us in the fine people of Boots for Troops. Shout out to Jimmy Rogers and company out there with Boots for Troops. They do great
stuff. How cool was that, to seeing those guys get after it?
Oh, man, it was awesome. Rocket was out there. Ron, he was throwing BP to the veteran softball team and the civilians. Rocket, correct me if I'm wrong on the number here, but I believe he offered up a $100 bill for every home run hit in that game between the civilians and veterans. Just great stuff, man. It was great to talk with you, and I know stuff like that means a lot.
Well, I was glad you were there, and you're right. We threw in $100 per homer, and even more importantly, I said $500 for the first guy blows out his hamstring because I know it's going to happen in these softball games. Somebody's going to blow their hamstring out for sure. But, yeah, I was flipping in some room service to them, and a couple of them hit bombs, and I told them to quit staring at them or the next one's coming overhand somewhere.
Yeah, they had those torpedo bats on you, Roger. That's exactly
oh, man, I'd have to live in there on their hands on with that bat. There's a little spot in there. If you can get it in there, that thing will break, too. You never know what can happen.
That's good. Listen to you. You've looked at these bats and figured out
I love wearing those guys. Them big old power hitters, you got to wear their – and you got to knock their thumbs off. Then they know you're coming in there. Like I said, I learned from one of the best, the great Don Drysdale. Remember Big D? Six foot five, a hell of a man. He had me on his radio show one time when I was a rookie, and he was so nice and flattering with just a mild voice, like a Sunday school teacher while we were doing his radio. And he turned that radio off, and his whole demeanor changed. He looked right at me and said, "Son, let me tell you something. I've seen you. You got a chance in this game." I said, "Well, thank you, Mr. Drysdale." And he goes, "Let me just tell you something. You know what my best pitch of the game was?" I said, "No, sir, but now I'm starting to shake like in The Wizard of Oz. It was them talking to Oz." And he said, you know my best pitch? I said, no, sir. And he goes, it's my second knockdown pitch. You know why, kid? And I go, no, sir, mister. He goes, that way the hitter knew the first and won the damn mistake. Oh, my goodness. Old school, baby. Those guys are old school. That's old school guys.
Yeah, now you're going to have to pay a fine if you do that.
Yeah, you have to get in your pocket a little bit.
There you go. But, hey, again, we appreciate you. We always enjoy being able to spend a little time with you.
You guys are the best. I appreciate you having me on. Thanks so much.
All right, that's Roger Clemens again, guys. Make sure you check out the great things that they're doing as he and his wife, Deb, are honorary chairs for the Kids Meals Annual Hunger Free Golf Classic coming up Friday, April 25th at Memorial Park Golf Course. Coming up, the news of the day, Jalen Petrie. He gets a new deal. He gets new money. We'll talk about our thoughts with that coming up next.
Guys, it's 6:10 to talk about on the radio.
Nobody knows what it means. Provocative, it gets the people going.
Live from Spectators in Sugarland, it's the Sports Radio 610 Crawfish Circuit, supported by Academy Sports and Outdoors and Bud Light. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Text line coming through, and YouTube and Twitch, we appreciate you joining us live as we are here at Spectators here in Sugar Land. As you can get that crawfish, my man Travis over there banging out them big beers. I saw him get a little bit more crawfish. Go ahead and do your thing. Osita got a little crawfish. Reggie got a little crawfish. The people are out here, freshly cut grass. I'm telling you, it's a beautiful thing out here. I don't know why that felt like I'm at the baseball field, the way that grass just got cut on my man. Somebody get that man a beer. It's Fiesta Friday out here. $4 Mexican beers. Also, $5 margaritas. So do you think? Damn, Travis had a big beer. Travis out here having a good. That's what the hell I'm talking about. It's a Friday. Do your thing. Hell, I got your next beer. Put it on me, Travis. I got your next beer. All right, I ain't going to be like Luke and make you have it under under $2.
I think we've gotten past the initial. We've taken a photo already. We're on to the second date.
We've
now
done that on the on YouTube and Twitch. My man Tex TXX put out to the ladies, first date, El Tiempo or Lupe Tortilla, which one?
Whoa,
Sally. Sally, a top three listener, obviously at least 2 to 3 spaces ahead of Mel. She goes
for
El
sure.
Tiempo hands down. So we're seeing that road through. I think it's El Tiempo on that one too.
Easy.
I like Lupe. They got a hell of a taco salad now. I think I had it last Friday, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I ain't hating on Lupe, but it's LT in that case. Easy.
Not bad. But bring yourself on out here. We're gonna hook somebody up. Our third gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. We have two more to give away, one in this hour as well as one in the 5 o'clock hour. All right, Jalen Petrie has been extended. Luke, he got a $39 million extension, 29 plus is guaranteed.
Woo! Love that money.
And look, listen, I don't think anybody has, maybe some people have an issue. I don't think anybody has a major issue there. It's not huge, huge money. Now, he is the highest paid nickel corner, but that's at $29 million guaranteed. When you're not paying your quarterback yet, you're not paying Will Anderson yet, you can make these things happen. And I think he is an important part of this this team, obviously. But you pay this and you do this contract, your thinking is, you don't give guys his age a contract for what they've done. And really, you shouldn't do it for anybody. It's about what you project that he will do, right? So he's been, I don't think mixed bag is fair, Luke, but year one, I think people had promise. He did have a little issue where he missed tackles, but people had promise. Year two, the first year in D'Amico's system, there was some questions. There were times, hell, in important games, in playoff games, where he was sitting, you know, next to D'Amico Ryans on the bench. So there's some concern there. Then last year, when they put him in that star nickel rover type of position, it seemed like they found a home for him before he got injured, and he was playing at a big-time level. Do you sense, though, that Jalen Petrie has another level to his game? Is there another jump of improvement to his game, or do you think we're closer to the ceiling of Jalen Petrie?
I'm going to say jump. I think there is still
room. You think there's still room, jump?
Yeah, because I think you had the transition to D'Amico's system, and then that was year one to year two, and so it's almost like you start over. And they always say you see the most growth from year one to year two, but I would like to think now moving forward into the next year that you'll continue to see more growth, especially because now it's almost like year one to year two again, where, as you mentioned, they found that good fit for him in this defense last year with that versatile role. And so, again, it was almost like a refresher, a start over. It worked out well. And now, hopefully, he develops even further with more familiarity in what they're asking him to do. I also think the contract sometimes can help guys, too, where it just gives you that confidence of – takes away some of the pressure of, like, having to prove yourself, sometimes pressing. And it gives you the confidence of, hey, this team likes you, like they want you here, if he didn't already know that. But, you know, just having that money, you feel a little more comfortable, a little more confident. And even sometimes that could help guys as well when they stop worrying about that. And the team is instilling that confidence in you. It's almost vindication, and sometimes that propels guys. So I'd like to be optimistic and think we could see another step, maybe not a huge one, but I think he could continue to improve moving forward.
Yeah, obviously, the place where you go and many people go in terms of a step for Jalen Petrie is his comfort skills.
Yeah.
That's the place is, can he – and I do. I think we saw growth from year two to year three, right? I think we saw – now, listen, Jalen Petrie is never going to be a guy that you can just say, hey, man, we're going to leave him in press coverage one-on-one with no help with one or two level receivers, right? The one that many people go to is the, damn, Davante Adams just whooped his ass right off the line of scrimmage to really end that game. But really, that is on Matt Burke and D'Amico. And I'm sorry, Matt, I didn't mean to say your name first. That was on D'Amico and Matt Burke for putting him in that position. Because I say that because Matt Burke, You know D'Amico's name comes first when he gets all the credit, and I ain't gonna throw your ass in there first because that was more on the coaching side of things. I think there is a step that he can improve on and take there. Again, we saw him take a step from year two to year three. I think he can get better there, but his ability and his mind to just be, he's always around the ball. He is always around making plays. We saw the turnover against the Cowboys. We saw turnovers where he took advantage of Anthony Richardson. He has the ability to do that. So I don't think we have seen – now, again, I don't think the ceiling is a lot higher, right? I don't think it is, you know, he hasn't even scratched the surface. I do – I'm not saying I don't think he's about to grow in and be Ed Reed, but I do think there is – if they play him in the right position and they use him the way they did last year, I do think there is a potential that he grows and gets better than he is and gives you more than he has right now.
Yeah, I agree. I think, like I said, it's a second year in this role. He blitzed by far because of that versatile role where he's playing, you know, on multiple levels, but he blitzed far more than anybody else in the defensive backfield. I think he needs to do a better job of actually kind of getting home, getting to the quarterback. I think missed tackles can still be improved upon at times. So I think there are a number of areas for him that he can clean up a little bit on the field. But I think once you get that contract, year two in this role, maybe figuring out more of that blitzing and getting after the quarterback can add an increased element to his game. And obviously the Texans see something to commit to him beyond just this year. So I think we will see that improvement.
But it's good. Like, I think they know who he is, and they know where he is, and I think they understand not to put him in situations anymore. But all of the other stuff that he brings to the table is what I think they love about Jalen Petrie. And I think in this particular system, at this team, in this organization, while you're not committed big time to your quarterback and your defensive end, it makes a lot of sense to get here. Now, I don't know if Jalen Petrie, how long he's going to be here after this extension. Mm-hmm. I think that changes up when you start to invest in other spaces. But I think right now this makes a ton of sense to do right there. All right, as we continue rolling here, right here live on The Drive, stay with us. Come on out. Not just stay with us. Come on out to spectators here in Sugar Land and enjoy yourself for the rest. It is now really comfortable. I ain't going to lie to you. We started out here. I thought, man, maybe our computers, our iPads, our stuff was going to get overheated. But now it is a real calm, comfortable evening. The water's out in front of us. And you can come out for a little Fiesta Friday right here at Spectators here in Sugar Land. So do your thing. All right, straight up, this is where we're going. I know it's 12, 13 games in. You regretting the Astros trading Kyle Tucker yet? You to that point yet? You regretting? And I'll do you a favor. Don't look at the National League leaders. Don't do that. His face keeps coming up at the top. But are you in a place where you think the Astros already potentially will regret trading Kyle Tucker? We'll discuss that. Coming up next, right here live on The Drive.
Hawk 2 and spit on that night.
Live from Spectators in Sugarland, it's the Sports Radio 610 Crawfish Circuit, supported by Academy Sports and Outdoors and Bud Light. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back as we are live here. Spectators here in Sugar Land, make your way on out here as we continue to roll here until 6 o'clock. The party is going. It is Fiesta Friday. My father-in-law just walked in. I think he's about to get him one of them $4 Mexican beers in this place. He nodded his head. The kids are in the building. I don't know why my daughter has on a mustache, but we'll figure it out.
Trying the lookout.
I don't know what it is. She looks like she's got her school costume on. She got out of school 2 hours ago, and she still has it on. But whatever. Good time out here. It's a fun time out here. As we said, Fiesta Friday, $4 Mexican beers, $5 margaritas, and they got the crawfish out here. If you want it, it is good. And again, if you are walking over to somebody who has crawfish and you say, hey man, can I get one, and they offer you some, please, like, I just don't think you can eat any of the fixings, and that would include the corn, the potatoes, or the sausage. I think you are a sick individual, probably somebody who plays Neil in Spades. People I just don't respect. All right, and just don't do that. Don't do that in the building, all right, as we are here. So come on out, have a good time. Take advantage of we're going there. Clint is out today, but Luke is in good hands. Luke, give Luke a hand. He's done a good job as he's been with us all
thank
week.
Thank you.
There you
Too
go.
Kind.
There you go. Although Luke out here, ladies, does not believe in giving more than $10 bottle of wine, but that is Luke.
Roger Clemens agreed.
Oh, yeah, Roger.
Franzia for you.
Roger, I was about to say Roger.
That was the highlight.
Roger, did Debbie have you paying that that car payment? Is that what that car payment was? But your thinking is, ain't I'm about to pay a car payment down in the future. Your thinking is, I'm just going to get boxed wine.
Wow, my thinking is, hopefully she can pay my car payment in the future.
Okay, all right. I mean, we found somebody, Tyler. This guy's worse than me, man.
Yeah, man. I mean, this is a true shock.
He's 10 times worse than I am. I mean, he's got to be ashamed of himself. I'm hoping she can pay mine. I hope that poor lady. That
of
poor
course
lady,
not.
Of course not my ass, I think. I bet you in that we can go in on it.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com. Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
We can do that. All right, and I said this on the other side, and I've gotten a lot of this is, all right, yeah, he didn't do anything in the playoffs. Honest to God, I feel like this is what Astros fans are clinging to because you've got to tell yourself this, and I get it. The Astros have been very, very successful. Correa, you know, you really would have rather Correa stayed here with everything he's about. He's gone. Springer, you know you probably would have rather Springer stay here, but he was gone. Gerrit Cole, maybe not with the way he acted. But the player, you would have loved to have been here, right? Charlie Morton, big part of the 2017 championship team. You would have loved to continue to have him in the rotation, right? Bregman, another one. But the Kyle Tucker thing, like, if you look at it, he is leading almost in every important, or at least top three in every important category in terms of hitting in the National League, and he has gotten off to a great start with the Cubs. When I hear the playoff thing, I call BS on that because Correa was a great playoff player. Correa was an excellent playoff. I think when Correa got traded or let go or didn't sign back with the Astros, many people were like, oh, good, cool, we're good. The Astros will keep moving. I don't think it's the playoff thing. I think you're telling yourself this thing. But the Kyle Tucker one, to me, maybe they haven't had to regret any of the other ones, but the Kyle Tucker one, that's the most on the table we have seen of any of the guys that have left here is Kyle Tucker. What he's doing, especially the state of where they are right now.
It feels huge.
It does, and it feels like this might be the one that Astros fans regret.
Yeah, so the way I come at this, though, is because of the circumstances, I think that changes everything. I think it's a shame to see Kyle Tucker leave, certainly more so than those other players that you mentioned. But I think you have to understand, and I know reasonable Astro fans do, that Tucker wasn't going to stick around beyond this year. And so you moved him, and you got potentially, we'll see how things play out this year and beyond, but potentially three starters.
Well, just throw that out. Why wasn't Kyle Tucker going to stick on beyond this year?
Because ownership doesn't want to.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, yeah. It wasn't because Kyle Tucker didn't want to be here.
No. And so that's where the frustration should be with the Astro fans. It's not that, oh, man, we traded away Kyle Tucker, but it's, oh, man, we had to get rid of Kyle Tucker. And that should not be the situation the Astros find themselves in. I mean, this is a top five market. They've had success in recent years. You know, they should be just like the Cubs or the Mets, Yankees, so on and so forth, these teams that spend money and don't worry about the luxury tax. But that hasn't been the case. So because of the circumstances, I know if I speak just for me personally, I don't regret it, regardless of what Tucker does elsewhere. I'm disappointed because of the situation, but I understand that's the situation the Astros were in and they had to move on from him. So because of that, you just have to accept the deal and hope that now these pieces work out, that Paredes does fit nicely into his new home ballpark and Cam Smith develops into a next great star and you get something from this trade unlike some of those other guys.
So your thought is there's no regret because they were never going to sign him anyway.
Yeah.
So there's no regret
because they had to move on from him, yep. And at least they got what seemed like a pretty good package. Now, it might not work out. Paredes might hit 200 his whole career here. Wisniewski might be nothing more than a decent middle reliever, and Cam Smith might be a bust. And then
Cam Smith is the one, though.
Of course, yeah.
That, like, Cam Smith is the one that will tell a lot if this thing works or not. If this thing is a, because his play, and that was what people were amped about coming out of spring training, was his play. Cam Smith will tell a lot. Like, I just think this Kyle Tucker one is the perfect storm. I think Kyle Tucker was the one in which he's leaving and there's not like an automatic person there that there is belief that can take over his spot, right? Like when Correa left, there was a feel that Peña, all right, I'm intrigued to think that Peña can play, and they had him waiting in the weeds, right? I know they didn't find a center fielder for Springer, but Kyle Tucker, from an offensive perspective, kind of was the guy that kind of took up for him in that slot out of the outfield. Framber was there when Gerrit Cole leaves, and you felt this is the perfect storm where it's Cam Smith who just got here who you're hoping can be that piece, and then the other pieces are Chaz and Jake. Right, and then the other thing is they had to go and move Altuve to left field to try to get more. I just think it's the perfect storm. And then, hell, as I looked up on MLB Network, they're doing a piece on Kyle Tucker, who's hitting 322 with 5 home runs and leading the league in runs scored and tied for RBIs. Like, I think it's the perfect storm of this is, as we talked about the other day, kind of the weakest group they've had in a long time here, and I think that's why the regret potentially will come, because I don't think Kyle Tucker is slowing down. And the playoff thing is silly to me, right? Barry Bonds was not great in the playoffs until he was, right? Like, I'm not
saying boost.
Okay. he was not great when he was with the Pirates. Yeah. Early times with the Giants, then he came on and had a good one. But it's not like, oh, no, we won't regret having Barry Bonds because he had an 8-year run in the postseason where he wasn't great.
Yeah,
right?
Didn't stop the Yankees from giving Aaron Judge that huge contract, which is probably going to be comparable to what Kyle Tucker gets this offseason. You could point to numerous people. A-Rod was terrible in the playoffs. He always got huge deals. You know, even Greg Maddux wasn't as good in the postseason as he was in the regular season, but nobody would not sign Greg Maddux because of that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a little irrelevant. But I just think it was the situation. As I said earlier, he is going to have, I think no doubt about it, he's going to have the best post-Astros career of any of those players.
Of any of those other guys, yeah.
Absolutely. And so that's what makes it tougher to swallow. But for me, like I said, I come at it from a different perspective of just Dana Brown's hands were tied. And there was nothing he could do. The conversation should be more about why are the Astros operating this way where they refuse to invest in someone like Kyle Tucker. But because of the situation, you had to move on from him. It sucks. It doesn't make it any easier. But as an Astros fan, I could almost hang my hat on that of, no, we didn't really have a choice because they weren't going to keep him beyond this year.
Yep. Text line coming in. You cannot just let every star player walk in free agency. They never re-sign anyone, and it's caught up with them. I don't think we can say it's caught up with them yet, but this is the biggest test to me. Like, this right now is the biggest test of, are we going to move on from Bregman? We're going to move on from Tucker? Because this is different. Even in the past, if they haven't re-signed Correa and they haven't re-signed, you know, Cole, or they didn't re-sign Verlander that one time when he went to the Mets, now he came back. They didn't re-sign these guys. They rode them out to the end. They've decided to unload Tucker and Bregman, like especially Tucker, before they had to. Like, this is now the plan moving forward, right? That they are going to go in this direction where they're going to kind of attack it in a more cost-effective way, even more than they did before. And that, I think that was the sign of it. So,
well, let me ask you this. For all the replacements that you mentioned, and this might be a ridiculous question 12 games into his career, but would Cam Smith have the highest ceiling of those guys?
Pena.
Take away Kyle Tucker. That wasn't like a direct replacement for Springer.
I think Framber probably had a higher ceiling, has a higher ceiling as a pitcher replacing Gerrit Cole. Mm-hmm. And I think Framber, but Cam Smith, yes, like he's up there. I think it is. I think you're right. It is largely dependent on that.
Yeah.
Paredes can hit, as you said, maybe 200 the rest of his career. But if Cam Smith comes out and is anywhere close to what Kyle Tucker is, then I think you feel completely different about the trade. All right, coming up a little 5 o'clock fire as we roll through this. The Astros, they're back on the mound as they had that gut punch from the Mariners, but they get back on it. That's why baseball it is. Hey, you play again. We'll get into that. The Rockets, they're on the court. We'll see who else plays. We'll give you the injury report of who will play, as they have the 2 seats sold up. They're in L.A. to play the Lakers and the Masters. We'll get you updated. All of that as we continue live right here on The Drive.
Clemens had a big ass.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game... You can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.